great. You're a human. I was really hoping I'd be staying with someone of my own kind, but given the circumstances, I guess I don't have much of a choice, do I? You look confused. Didn't anyone tell you I was coming? No, I do have the right house. Didn't you hear the news? My home, along with many other buildings in the Elven Quarter, have been deemed unsafe to live in. Therefore, the king has decreed that some citizens of the kingdom will have to open up their homes for us elves to stay in until the necessary repairs can be made. I was told to come to this address for accommodation until I can move back into my own abode. You weren't aware of this arrangement? Well, I can hardly be blamed for your ignorance, can I? If you have an issue with me staying here, take it up with the king. In the meantime, you can help me bring my luggage in. Hurry up. I don't have all day. Oh, goddess. Do they really expect me to live in a place like this? Me, a highly respected member of the elven community, staying in this squalid rat hole? Oh? You don't like my attitude? Well, I don't like that I've been ousted from my home, and I certainly don't like the fact that I'm now expected to live with a human. So, why don't you keep your little opinions to yourself? Now, please show me to my room. I'm exhausted. You only have one bedroom? This is where you sleep? Yuck, it's a mess. Is this really the only bed in the house? No, we certainly cannot both sleep in it. What a ridiculous proposal. You think I'd share a bed with a human? Not a chance. What do I have against humans? Where to begin? Careless, inconsiderate, brutish. Those are just a few words that come to my mind when I think of your kind. Humans simply have none of the grace and sensibility of elven society. We elves live in complete harmony with each other, while you humans squabble and fight like children. Why, yes, I do happen to think the elven men are superior. Yes, in every regard. Yes, I mean every regard, especially the regard you're thinking of. That's another thing I despise about your kind. You're all obsessed with fornication. No. I've never been with a human. Goddess, the thought alone repulses me. Then how would I know which species is better in bed? Because I just do, all right? Don't think I don't know what you're doing. You have all the subtlety of an ogre. You've been leering at my body since I arrived, mentally undressing me with your perverted gaze. I find your moronic advances utterly pathetic, and I will not be reciprocating them. No, I'm not curious. Not even a little. If I were to let you lay with me, I already know exactly how it would play out. You'd clumsily thrust into me a few times, blow your load before I even start to injure myself, then promptly pass out with a stupid grin on your face. Oh? You'd make me scream your name, you say? You're very sure of yourself. Where is all that confidence coming from, I wonder? Right. You have a big dick. Do you? Forgive me for not swooning over the thought of that. I bet you're not even average compared to an elven man. You think I'm wrong? Okay then. Show me. I said, show me. Show me this human cock that is so magnificent. Or are you just like every other human? All talk and no balls. Oh. Wow. You actually did it. Impressed? No, I'm not impressed. I expect nothing less from a stupid human. Of course you pull your big dick at the slightest challenge. Big? No, I didn't say big. You're mistaken. I meant small. So small. Tiny, in fact. Hey, what are you doing? Stop stroking it right now. You made your point. Now put it away. Sweet goddess, it's getting even bigger. Fine. Maybe it is rather large. But that doesn't mean you know how to use it. I'd bet you're completely clueless on how to actually please a woman with that thing. You want to prove me wrong? Don't be ridiculous, there's no way I'm letting you fuck me. What? You don't need to fuck me to make me come? You are so cocky. I almost want to let you attempt to please me. Watching you embarrass yourself would be some good entertainment at least. You know what? Since you're clearly in need to be put in your place, how about a little challenge? If you can give me an orgasm, then I'll take back everything I said about the human race. But you have to do it using only your tongue. I don't love the idea, but if it proves your incompetence as a lover, then it's a small price to pay. Get on your knees, human. I can't wait to humiliate you. Let me just lift my dress up and pull my panties over to one side. What's the matter? Is the sight of my perfect elven pussy intimidating to you? I bet you're already panicking. You're thinking, how on earth am I going to satisfy her with my pathetic human tongue? What? No, I'm not wet. Stupid human. How could a brute like you ever get me aroused? I'm just a little sweaty from traveling, that's all. Anyway, you may start now. I cannot wait to see you struggle. Like I was saying, you're useless. Completely oblivious on how to please a woman. You won't even offend me. That was a lucky guess. Enjoying this? No way. I could never enjoy the tongue of a human. Even if it is plucking up and sound like that. No, I'm not grinding into your face. I'm just getting comfortable. Oh, fuck. Hey, you can't use your fingers, too. That's cheating. No, it doesn't feel good. It feels terrible. This is having no effect on me whatsoever. You might as well give up now and save yourself the embarrassment. You'll never make me come. Never. You can suck on my clit like that all you want. But it's not doing anything to me. Wait. Oh, goddess, that actually feels... Fuck. No, I'm not squeezing down your fingers. That would mean I'm about to come. There's no chance that's happening. Fuck. Your tongue. Those fingers. That's so overwhelming. No, there's no way. There's no way a human is actually gonna give me an orgasm. Stop telling me to come for you. I won't. No, I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. How did you do that to me? Your tongue. I've never felt anything like it. You want me to take back what I said? Well, okay. I suppose you're not totally useless. And I must admit you've made me a little curious about your other talents. I wouldn't be opposed to it if you wanted to, you know, fuck me. Yes, I mean it. I must have truly lost my mind, but I want to know how it feels. You want me to lay down on the bed? Okay. Oh my. You're so big and hard. What? My mom's turned you on. please. I was barely making a sound. Hey, why are you grabbing my dress like that? You brute! You've torn my dress off! You're paying for that, you swine. You're lucky I'm so into this right now. What? No, I don't know what a mating press is. Is that some kind of human custom? Hey, you can't just push my legs up like that. I can't move at all. You got me pinned to the bed. And my pussy is all exposed. This is so humiliating. You want to make sure I have a good view? A good view of what? No, goddess. You're putting the head of your cock against my entrance. I can feel its warmth between my thighs. Shit. It's going on. I can feel your hard cock stretching on my little elven pussy. Please, please be gentle with me. I'm just a fragile little elf girl. Your dick could spill me and purr if you're not careful. Yes, you can move, but slowly. Fuck. It's so thick. I've never had my pussy feel like this before. And you're pressed against me so tightly. I feel so helpless. I'm at the mercy of your big human cock. Getting so fucking wet. You're making my pussy all creamy. Goddess. What are you doing to me? I know I said to go slow, but I don't care anymore. Do whatever you want with me. I'm too horny to stop you. I just want you to take control of my body. Oh, goddess. You're just drilling into me. Take me. Human. Conquer my body. Make me yours. I'm sorry. I said all those nasty things about humans. I'm sorry for doubting you. I was so wrong. Please, forgive me. I'll be good from now on. I'll be a good girl. I'll be your little elven slut. You can fill this pussy up whenever you please. Every time you walk through the doorless house, I'll drop to my knees and be ready to serve you. I'll be your personal fuck toy. And you can pound me with your dick all through the night. And wake me up with it in the morning. Please let me be your little cum slut. Please. Shit. I think I'm gonna come again. Can I come for you, human? Please. I'll be good. I'll be so good. Just please let me come in your cock. Yes. Keep going. Keep fucking my needy little pussy as it clamps down your throbbing cock. Wait, I just came. Slow down a little. I'm all sensitive. Holy shit. You're not gonna slow down, are you? You're gonna keep holding me in place as you pound my sensitive little pussy. Are you punishing me for what I said earlier? I'm sorry. You're better than any elf. No elf has ever made me come like that. I'm done with my own kind. From now on, I only want to be fucked by your human cock. I only want you to fuck me like this. Only you. Oh, goodness. You're fucking me so fast. You're groaning like a wild beast. I can see it in your face. You're gonna come, aren't you? Please, do it inside me. I don't care if I get pregnant. I need you to breed me. You can't pull out. I won't let you. I'll wrap my legs around you so you have no choice. No choice but to breed me. Please, I've been so good for you. Please, please fill me up with cum. Breed my pussy, human. Shoot a big load inside your little elven whore. Keep holding me down. And give me your seed. Oh, goddess. I can feel it. into my pussy. So hot and sticky. Yes. Breed me. Breed me. Keep going. Don't stop. Until your balls are completely drained. Just keep pumping me full of your precious human cum. Maybe living with a human won't be so bad after all. Goddess, you fucked all the energy out of me. I can barely move. I just want to collapse in this bed and drift off to sleep. No, you don't have to leave. I don't mind sharing a bed with you anymore. In fact, I like the idea of being by your side as you sleep. Knowing that any moment you could just pull me close and start ravishing me. Now come here. Come hold me in your big strong arms. Listen, I'm sorry if I was rude to you earlier. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I have been told I'm not exactly the best with people. You forgive me? That's very nice of you to say. I've never met a human like you before. I find you most interesting. I'd like to learn more about your kind, if you'd permit me. Yes, that does mean I want you to fuck me again. I was trying to put it more delicately. It'll have to wait until tomorrow, though. You've completely worn me out. Right now, I just want to fall asleep in your arms. With your warm cum still inside me. Good night, human. I'm looking forward to us living together. And I promise to make my stay here as enjoyable as possible for you.